You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is the Green Industry Podcast with Paul Jamieson. Join Paul as he chats with today's green industry experts and leaders about how to build a successful business and live a purposeful life. Here's your host, Paul Jamieson.
What is up, everybody? We are quarantined, but it's not going to stop us from podcasting. I'm Paul Jamieson, joined with Kendall Hines on today's show. We would like to thank our show's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. And thanks to Brian Fullerton of the Launchpreneur Academy for sponsoring today's episode. Later on in the show, we'll hear more about Brian's resources at Launchpreneur Academy. But if you're wanting to learn more about lawn care and how you can install mulch, how you can organize your business and structure everything, Brian Fullerton has plenty of resources for you at Launchpreneur Academy, as well as some snow information as well. Well, John Pajak has been on me for about 6 months. Kendall Hines. Have you interviewed Kendall Hines yet? You got to interview Kendall Hines. Kendall Hines. So awesome. Honestly, Kendall, just to get John Pajak off my back, I'm like, all right, I'm quarantined in. John's like a bully. He's like cornered me. You're going to interview Kendall Hines. So here we are. Who is Kendall Hines?
Yeah, well, you know what they say, great things take time, right? And greatness takes time. And but now today we're going to deliver some greatness to the folks here in the green industry.
Awesome.
Yeah, Kendall Hines. Well, I grew up in the lawn care industry. I grew up on the lawns with my dad since I was 8 years old, out there fertilizing the lawns, spraying the weeds, right, riding in the truck with him. And eventually I came in and grew his business, that my parents' business, from zero to 2,000 customers in 5 years.
Wow.
No capital, no outside capital. It was all bootstrap, not knocking on doors, telemarketing. So I really learned the sales and marketing area pretty quickly. And I learned that's like where I excel when it comes to the green industry. So I grew their business, ended up purchasing it from them, retired my parents, and then ran that business. It was a lawn doctor franchise in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for a couple of years. And here we are today with growing that business so much, right? We generated thousands and thousands of leads. I was hiring salespeople, training salespeople. Painful if you've ever done it or attempted it.
Yeah.
and I was like, wow, you know, you can buy everything else online right now. How come we can't buy lawn care or green industry services or pest control or carpet cleaning, right, online instantly? Not only instantly, but in a beautiful way, like that we're all familiar with, right? Grubhub, Uber Eats, Airbnb, all of that stuff. So I started exploring different options literally a year ago, tested it in my own business, and here we are today. And we're helping a lot of companies in a big way, and also helping the consumers, right? They want things at their fingertips. They don't want to just sit back and wait for somebody to call them. Like, that's not today's consumer. So we're building solutions around the future of sales in the green industry.
So I own a landscaping company here in Atlanta. You know, we'll tear out your front yard and plant you a brand new front yard, from the sod to the plants to, you know, bring in some boulder. I mean, whatever. We'll make it happen. So how is this only for lawn care, mow, edge, and blow, or only for fertilizer? Or is it only for who's your customer? Who would want to hire you?
Great question. It's funny you mention Atlanta. We just went live with Top Turf. I'm sure you've seen their trucks around Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So they're in about 5 states. So obviously they're more of a lawn care company. I would say this today is for any company that sells things based on units, right? Square foot, number of zones, cubic yards of mulch. And you know, I'm ready to announce something just on your podcast here today. We have a new patent pending measuring technology that we're going to be building into our product. That's really amazing, right? I don't know if you've ever tried to measure square footage on a phone before out in the field. it's painful, right? Mm-hmm. Dropping those points and those lines, and it's just, it can be pretty painful sometimes. So we developed the technology where literally you just color in the area with your finger that you need measured, and it returns an accurate measurement within 200 or 300 square feet. I mean, it's pretty game changing, I think, just because I remember for years and years being in the truck trying to measure lawns on my phone. Experience. I mean, dropping those points, pulling those lines, it's just not the best.
Yes.
So we've developed a measuring technology where we're building it into the LawnBot product where, you know, the client can measure their lawn simply with their finger. It's so easy, your grandma can do it. It's pretty amazing. So I'm excited to roll that out here in the next probably month or so, but we just got it back from production, and we'll be launching that here soon. But basically for any company that sells things on footage or units. So we don't have any, you know, nobody's selling landscape jobs through it yet. However, there's a company in New Jersey, Ecosystems. They're attempting to sell LED lighting, irrigation install, right? They're trying to sell a $3,000 install through a bot.
So what about Mowedge and Blow Guys? Is there any way their customer can find them through this system?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing is the companies that do the best on the platform, they already have a website, right? They already have mm-hmm. good branding. They're already generating their own leads. Mm-hmm. We help them close those leads and turn them into closed sales.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing, right? You hear about Lawn Guru, Plows and Mows, Lawn Starter. All those companies have a similar thesis, but they're trying to be the middleman between the pro, the contractor, and the customer. And you and I both know that all the value lies with that relationship with the customer, because you have the ability to upsell them. Maybe you come in there and you do one job, but then you're like, oh, I need my shrubs trimmed, or like, I need my gutters blown out. Or so, yeah, we have plenty of companies selling Mowedge and Blow services through the bot all over the country. We're in 32 states now, 65 companies live on the platform. And we did all that in about probably the last 4 or 5 months. So it's
wow,
been pretty-
that's incredible. Well, coming up from this commercial break, I want to hear, because we got a lot of guys listening to the show, Kendall, that cut that grass and make that cash, Mowedge and Blow, and obviously are always looking for new leads. So I want the practicalities of everything you offer and how we get signed up right after we come back from this commercial break. Hey guys, Paul here, and I want to tell you about how using the CRM Jobber has increased efficiency and organization in our business. I remember those days of chasing the checks, the old checks in the mail. No, it's not. Oh, and wasting time trying to collect those payments from our customers. Well, now that we use Jobber, we have our customers' cards on file, and we get paid faster, a lot faster. Like immediately after the job's done, we charge the card, or in some cases, we charge it the first of each month. Now, this helps cash flow and it reduces a ton of stress. Jobber's offering a free trial. If you just want to try it out and see if it's a right fit for your business, we're going to leave that link in today's show's notes. Click on the link and just navigate Jobber and check it out if it's the CRM for your company.
Enjoying today's show?
Motivated to take your lawn care and landscaping business to the next level? Learn what it takes to grow your lawn and landscaping business today
with training and education from the Lawntrepreneur Academy.
Get educated with how-tos on mulch installation,
plowing snow,
aeration and overseeding,
and so much more.
These training programs are designed to help you save time and make more money with your business. Invest in your future by first investing in yourself. Use promo code PODCAST to save 10% on all courses today at Lawntrepreneur Academy. Academy.com.
Now, back to the show.
All right, we are back joined with Kendall Hines from Frigid, Michigan. He has been the creator, the inventor of this bot that can connect us to customers who are out there looking for it. So tell us more about the process. I'm going to use an example. We got a lot of friends in Alabama that Mowedge and Blow, Kendall. So how can they, I'm just picking Alabama as a, just so we can actually make this practical. Somebody owns a company that cuts grass in Alabama. How can they get connected with you to where their customers are looking for, hey, I need to hire someone to cut my grass during the summer every week. How does it actually connect the dots here?
Yeah. So we come in, we basically tap into their inbound digital lead flow. You think Facebook ads, you think website leads, anywhere where you're generating online digital leads, we tap into that inbound flow. And what that means is the moment somebody's, for example, say I'm Mrs. Jones, right? And I'm looking for somebody to cut my grass, and I go on, you know, grasscutters.com and I submit a web form. When I click submit, I'm going to land right on Grasscutters custom branded, beautiful, interactive bot. Instead of landing on that old generic, boring thank you message, somebody will maybe get back to you, right?
Like, Wow, yeah.
So they land on the bot. From there, boom, they see a picture of their house. It says it confirms the address.
Wow.
It measures their lawn, right? It says, hey, you know, you have an 8,000 square foot lawn. What services are you looking for today? You know, they pick, spring cleanup, mowing, whatever they're looking for. They answer some questions. So we added probing questions like, you know, when's the last time your grass was cut? Who's been doing it before? Have you been doing it yourself or hiring somebody else? What's interesting about those questions is those are the same questions you would ask over the phone, right? So we programmed in probing questions that actually can drive price up or down, right? If the lawn has been mowed more than 3 weeks ago, obviously you probably want to increase price by some percentage. So we can actually customize the quote and the proposal as we go, as we're asking those questions. It only takes about a minute and a half, right? So that's why it's been so effective, I think, for companies closing sales. So the client goes through, answers some questions, boom, the checkout pops up. It's a beautiful interactive checkout. The client can toggle payment options. And then they can ultimately sign up, buy and pay and become a customer. And, I heard a little plug for Jobber at the beginning of this. If you subscribe to Jobber's, API, we can actually shoot that data right into Jobber. So it's, think of never having to do data entry ever again, right? It's a pretty amazing kind of flow, that we've built for companies here. And, it's been pretty exciting watching them save hundreds of hours on data entry.
Yeah, and then that's the same because TopTurf, I mean, I'm very familiar. For you guys who don't live in Atlanta, they do, you know, I think 8 apps a year, pre-emergent, and then fertilizer in the spring. For we're talking about the same company,
right? Yeah, they do pest control, they do mosquito, yep. So they're selling 3 main services through their bot: their TopTurf lawn program, interior, exterior pest control, and mosquito applications. But my mowing companies. I also have Rivermore Landscape in Georgia as well, and he's doing tremendously well. And he sells, I think, 31 cuts throughout the year through his bot.
Uh-huh.
But he uses Real Green Systems, so he has that integration.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate, right? We want to help companies close sales. You know, I always, when I was younger, I was riding in the truck, and I was always just thinking, like, there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a better way to do this. And everybody that I come in contact with shares the same philosophy. They say, man, nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore. They just want, hey, is it $50 or $500? You know, and if it sounds good, let's schedule it right now and I can cross it off my list. So so we can just move on, right? I don't want to spend all week dealing with my lawn guy getting a quote.
So someone can just go, let's say here in Atlanta, they type in, I need, you know, they start from scratch. They go to Google, they type in, you know, fertilizer program in Duluth, Georgia. TopTurf comes up because of their SEO or whatnot. They click on TopTurf, and then they start going. They see the weeds out there. They just moved here. They want to get the weeds out, and they want a program. So then they apply at TopTurf. I'm just using them as an example.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Then they get the email. Instead of the email, thank you, someone will contact you soon, it actually contacts them immediately. Okay, here's your property for the 8, you know, what I don't know what TopTurf's program is, but, you know, yes, here in Atlanta, it's 8 app a year.
Yeah, and it's 8 apps.
Yeah, so here's your square footage. Here's what your rate will be, you know, per service and however they do their billing. And then the customer can actually sign up for TopTurf and everything's finished without, you know, somebody from the sales team calling and selling it. That is incredible, Kendall.
Correct. And it's all instantaneous. Like there's no, from the moment that customer's on your website and like reading about like, oh, they've been in business 20 years, whatever, they decide to fill out the quote form. And the moment they click submit, they're landing on the bot and they're off to the races, right? And they have the ability to buy and pay and become a customer. Or we've also built in objections, right? We built this with sales in mind. There's lots of products out there now that just show a price. We're trying to build value. And by the way, we're the most expensive option in this space. And that's for a reason. We're programming in everything that makes the business special, right? Mm-hmm. Pictures of their team, value add statements, logos, their price sheets, all of their, whatever makes their business special, right? That in my mind, clients want to see that stuff. They want to know what makes you different. So we go in and program all that stuff in down to the objections. So in the checkout, maybe the client's not ready, right? Maybe they need to think about it. Well, they can hit an I need to think about it button and we say, okay, Mrs. Jones, that's great. Awesome. What do you need to think about? The price, product, or people? So we've actually built in objections.
Wow.
Let's say I pick people. Well, it's going to give a rebuttal saying, you know, we've been in business 20 years. We're locally owned. We're veteran owned. You could see how that doing business with us would be best for your lawn this year, right? So we give them a rebuttal and then a tie down, as they call it in sales. And then we ask for the business again, right? So we say, you know, you could see how that'd help you with your lawn this year, right? And then it says yes or no, and they can say yes, and it opens back up the checkout. If they say no, then it would send the client, the company an email for them to follow up with all of that client selections throughout the chat. So think of all that data you're getting before you're picking up the phone and making that call, human to human.
Awesome.
But yeah, we try to automate it start to finish. I think there's a lot of people out there, and the data that I have, I mean, shows that there's a lot of people that are buying this one. It's not just young folks, it's Grandma Karen too. So.
Yeah, and that's the culture we live in, man. I mean, I just ordered Chipotle. They got free delivery right now. Of course, you got to tip the driver big and healthy here during this corona quarantine. But
yeah.
People just from our food, like we literally sit on our phones or computers and order our food, order, like you said, all these services. It's just we want to click a few buttons and it's done. And we've been a little slow in adapting to that in lawn care, fertilizer, you know, in our green industry. But you got this bot that can really help actually make this a reality. So how, if someone's listening and they say, man, I want to look into this, I want to consider implementing this into my business, what's the next step to connect with you?
Yeah, you can hit us at lawnbot.biz. That's lawnbot.biz, lawnbot.biz. Hit us up there. You can see a live demo of the functionality. There's not a live demo of the actual like product because each bot is customized to each market. And I don't want people thinking, well, like the square footage is off and blah, blah, blah. Well, the Colorado bots are subtracting a different percentage than the Michigan bots. And the Michigan bots are different than the Delaware bots, right? Because all the markets are different. So the algorithms are different. So you can see the functionality, lawnbot.biz, lawnbot.biz. We get you the business.
Awesome. We really appreciate your time, Kendall. And thanks again to John Pajak for his persistence. I can see why he wanted me to connect with you. This is definitely a product that, if every, you know, lawn care company in town had this, it would just... It make things a lot more efficient and sell a lot more jobs. So I think it's fantastic what you've created here, and hopefully your business just continues to explode, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me on. I know we're Facebook friends. I've been seeing you quite a bit, and it's on my right. We're moving so quickly. I want to do the rounds. I want to do you, and you mentioned Brian Fullerton, and I'd really love to get deeper in this space. We were at GIE last year. We'll be there again this year. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man, I'll talk to those guys. We right now, our industry, it's crazy. We have four shows. iTunes puts out the top 100 charts. And, I mean, you got, you know, the business category, entrepreneur business. You have Gary Vaynerchuk and Dave Ramsey, and these big business brands are, you know, at the top of the charts. But the green industry, we have four shows in there. Brian Fullerton show,
awesome.
Entrepreneur. Well, no, that's not the name of the show. Fullerton Unfiltered. I forgot his name of the show, but Fullerton Unfiltered. That's a show you want to get on. Julio Tomei, he's out of Canada. He has a show called Lawn Care Business Success. He's in the top 100. And then your neighbor in Michigan, Keith Kalfas, the Untrapped podcast. So we got four people.
Yeah.
from our industry that are, you know, cracked the top 100. So definitely, hopefully.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul.
Reach out to those guys too, man.
Yeah, I will definitely have to do that. I'll say, hey, I was just on Paul's show and it went fantastically well. I've been wanting to do this for a while, so I'm glad we can make it happen. And I look forward to meeting you in person. You know,
yeah, man, I'll be at GIE. Soon. Yeah, GIE in October. I'd love to meet you, Kendall, in person. And John told me you just had a brand new baby, so I'm sure you need to be a father, dude. Well, you how old is the little baby?
He's about a month now. Yeah, we've already started teaching him Facebook ads and like coding and stuff. Yeah, he's like helping build bots right now. No, I'm just kidding. But it's as anybody knows here. I know a lot of our listeners probably have children and families, and it's all coming at once. I'm at that point in life right now where it's all coming at once. I'm starting it literally. Left my old business, starting a new business, having a baby. We just got married last October. Just moved into a new house. Like everything's happening at once. They decided to throw a quarantine in there. The Corona deal. So, a lot going on.
fun times, man. But the reality is this. I mean, right around the corner, we're going to be in the spring rush, and the customers are going to. No matter what happens with Corona, that grass, once they look out the window and that grass is getting high and those bushes need trimmed and there's weeds in the yard, they're going to be Googling to get this done.
Yeah, so. Folks need to get ready. There's going to be an Armageddon of customers looking to get things done. There's a lot of pent-up demand right now, and we're seeing it in the bots all over the country. People are still buying and paying for service in Atlanta. Obviously in the South more than the North, it's still really cold here. So people really aren't thinking spring that much, but you know, as it warms up, as we get past this Corona thing, it is going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. Get ready for April. It's going to be a big month.
Yeah. Well, it's down here over the weekend. It was in the 70s and this week we're going to crawl into the 80s. So I got sunburned.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've ever taken a shower with sunburn, but it hurts so bad. So my face is fried, my chest is fried, and I've been putting off because I just worked out, and I'm like, I keep holding off. I'm like, I got to take my shower, but it's gonna hurt so bad. My skin's fried. But you probably don't want to hear about 80 degrees and sunny up there, in Michigan.
Yeah,
but that's where we're at.
Some of that up here, all right? Jeez, holding all of it down in Georgia. I'm gonna have to move down. I didn't know how big of a lawn care market Georgia was till we started working with all these companies. There are a lot of lawn care companies in Metro Atlanta. It's mind boggling. I thought Michigan was a lawn care market, but Georgia, or at least the Atlanta Metro, there's a lot of companies there. It's really interesting. And it's different, right? Different grass types, right? Some people only do the front, some do the back, like different types of grass. So it's very fun to learn about all these different markets and grass types and companies.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I would say, I mean, pretty not every single person. You always got that one dad that likes to go to Home Depot and cut his own grass, but pretty much everyone hires a professional company here in Atlanta, and it's beautiful. There's a lot of excellent companies, and I'm glad you got teamed up there with Top Turf. They've definitely been in the market and dominating around here for a while. So, Kendall, I appreciate your time, my man, and we'll put tell me the website one more time so we can put it in the show's notes.
Yeah, lawnbot.biz. Lawnbot, like robot, lawnbot.biz. Okay. B-I-Z.
And that's going to be in today's show's notes. So just visit the show's notes and you can click on that and learn more and get connected with Kendall. We appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, see ya. All right. Thanks to Kendall for joining the show today. Of course, thanks to Jobber, your business's command center. The easy to use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. And that link is in today's show's notes. If you want to try their 14-day free trial, you can do so over there. Thanks again to Brian Fullerton. He has the Launchpreneur Academy, and all the resources that the Launchpreneur Academy offers is in today's show's notes link or at the launchpreneuracademy.com. And we appreciate Brian Fullerton. He has been so instrumental in this show in so many ways. And we really appreciate Brian and Liz, everything they're doing. And he hosts a podcast as well called Fullerton Unfiltered. So make sure you give Brian some love. And I'm sure you follow him on Instagram, Brian's Lawn Maintenance, and on YouTube and all that. But he's definitely a staple in our industry, and we appreciate him being a part of the Green Industry Podcast. Now, we have some exciting news. Marty, do you have the drum roll button? No? Oh, come on, man. Remember, we had that at, Bruce, yeah, Bruce used to just do it with his mouth. But anyway, I don't even know. No, I'm not going to do it. That was horrible. All right. Anyway, no drum roll, but we do have, finally, a lot of podcasts have donation pages, and they have, you know, Patreon and all this stuff. And honestly, it was like intimidating to me because I was like, I don't even know how to get it all set up and this, that, and the other. And we finally figured it out. It's actually a lot simpler than we thought, but we got it all set up in a donation link through PayPal. So if you want to give a thank you donation to the Green Industry Podcast, we would be very appreciative and grateful of that. And I have made it very easy. All you got to do is click on the donate button in today's show's notes, and that will take you to our donations page. And that link is also at our website, which is greenindustrypodcast.com. So I was talking to Julio Tomei, and you know, we've had so many people that are like, hey, we love this show. I still can't believe you guys make it for free. This great content, all the time you put into it. I'd like to thank you and send you a gift. And so for a while that was, you know, happening with, you know, people mailing a check or, you know, sending the money online or whatever. And finally it's like, okay, we're going to make a donations page that's going to be so easy, where you can leave your name and the gift and the amount, and it's all simple. And it certainly, as podcasters, it's, you have no idea how much time we put into this show and try to create the best content that we can, and it's available for free. So when you want to drop a thank you donation, it is greatly appreciated, and you can do that at greenindustrypodcast.com, clicking on the donate tab there, or just click in the show's notes, the donate button. So thanks for listening to today's show. If you're not already subscribed, smash that subscribe button, and stay safe and healthy out there, everyone, and buckle up. It's going to be an awesome year. There's a lot of services that need provided. So let's get out there and crush it.